It's the Grease Man on the classic rock station 94 WYSP.
Bone dry, I'm calling for that bone dry, make it bone dry. Let me grab my guitar, we'll put a little music behind it. Some days you like a little music behind that bad boy, just to gussy it up a little bit. Oh, yeah. Well, it's martini time again, I'm gonna leave you. You can see that dull and glazed look in my eye. You can tell by the way I hold the Neumann that it won't be long before martini time. Sometimes just a little bit, yeah, the old Mel Bay method. Nothing like it, huh? Hi, it's Grease. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Grease.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, this is Mark from Fredericksburg.
Hey, Mark, life couldn't be better. What can I do to make your night merrier?
Very nice. I think I'm kind of on a time delay here.
Yeah.
Listening to you talking about an actor to play David Koresh.
Yeah.
How about Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic.
He kind of favors him, doesn't he, buddy?
Yeah, now that you mention it, the David Koresh guy out in Waco, he does kind of look like Weird Al Yankovic a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be a good resemblance, wouldn't it?
Maybe get Weird Al Yankovic to play the role.
There you go. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
See you later.
That's wild. A very astute observation. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, it's Grease. Go ahead.
Hey, Grease, what's up?
Rockin'.
Hey. Okay, remember last week when Sheik was on and he was having all these problems with his girlfriend and stuff?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was wild. Well, I like to help people out. Is there anything I can do for you tonight?
It was awesome, yes. I have a problem similar to Sheik's, but it's not as...
What is your problem, sir, immediately?
Immediately?
Yes, tell me your problem.
Fashion.
Fashion?
Fashion.
What's wrong with fashion? What, you put on a nice clean suit, you brush your hair?
Yeah, I put on a nice clean suit, it's just... I guess it's the colors or something. I mean, no one likes it. My girlfriend, the people I work with, no one.
They say you dress like a schlump?
Yes, totally.
Well, get somebody who's happening with fashion to go buy the clothes with you.
Who? I mean...
You know what you do? Here's what I do, because I'm not the most fashion-caution-minded. You know how I buy a suit?
How?
Spur of the moment. I walk into I'm walking down the street and I pass by a haberdasher, eh?
Right.
And I'll see all the suits in the window.
Okay.
And they look real great. Well, right. You know that somebody who's real good with design probably put it together. So I walk in, they say, can I help you? I say, you see that suit, that exact ensemble in the window I want. And I go in there and I buy the exact damn suit right off the mannequin if it's my size. And I take the shirt, the tie, the pants, everything. That way you can't screw it up.
Okay.
So that's how you buy a suit. And you don't just go to the, you're walking down the street, you're early for an appointment, that's how I buy a suit.
It's a good way to buy a suit. I think I may do that.
You do it. It's easy, man. It's easy. You're just passing by, and so many people make a federal case out of it. And if you are today's happening man, all bets are off for businessmen. I mean, guys that have to wear a suit every day, you need a lot more suits, so I guess you buy it differently. But for the rest of us that aren't in suits all the time, you know, once a year you're passing by a place, you pick up a new suit, just point to the thing in the window. Unless you're into shopping, in which case you make a deal out of it, but I hate it. I am a non-shopping unit. And thank God I have no problem with the wife on it, because she goes and does it. Now, on the rare case that we both happen to be at the shopping mall together, and rather than follow her around with that haunted look in my eye, I just say, where's your bar? You know, you go to the mall directory and find the local gin mill. You sit there, you order a bone dry. She can shop till her heart's content. I'm in there watching some wacky thing on the tube. She comes back with her packages. We blast off. Everybody's happy. This shopping thing you got to be able to handle. Hi, it's Grease. What's going on?
Hello.
Yeah, you made it. What's cooking tonight?
Okay, this is Rich Man. I'm from D.C.
Yeah, Rich, go ahead.
I remember how you used to have brown tapping stories. Remember that?
Yeah, what's wrong with your phone? Sounds like you're muffled. Now I'm tempted to ask, are you on tape? Sounds like you're skewing a little bit. But anyway, as delicately as you can, you had a brown capping incident?
Yes, sir. What it was is a couple days before Christmas.
Sports,
right?
Illustrated phone.
Yeah, that's it.
Down the bar, I was running through the mall shopping for Christmas.
A Christmas shopping incident.
Yes, sir. And I was eating Sparrow. I was eating a whole bunch of spicy food.
Man, I don't understand. I've never heard a phone like that. A guy's like in another time war. So you're in the mall, spicy food, and the next thing you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah, so I'm walking around. I get home, and I'm Italian, so I eat a lot of... I run home, my mom makes a little garden soup, so I'm doing good.
Right.
So then I go in, I eat my...
Hey, I hate to cut you, man, but I can't understand you. So maybe give me a call back and we'll...
Man, you got to do this one.
I'd love to do it, but I can't understand you. Your phone is too bizarre.
Oh, it's working. It's working now.
Oh, good. You dumped it.
Okay, good. I got solved it. It was the thing on the court.
All right.
All right, now what it was I was eating this food. I went, okay, I'm going to cut, long story short.
Please.
I went and played a video game, right? And I was playing this video game, and all of a sudden it hit me. I went to the bathroom. I got in the bathroom, and I started my massive. And when I started this massive, it started real hard.
All right, easy. All right. Well, I appreciate it, but anyway, at least you made it in there. That's not the essence. I appreciate the call, but that's not the essence of the dilemma. The essence of the dilemma is when you're sitting in traffic and you're totally hating life and you're sitting there with your hands on the steering wheel. You're not even thinking about that. You leave for work. You're thinking about your job when suddenly that coffee kicks in and that microwave burrito you had right before you got on the expressway kicks in. The next thing you know, you feel a grumbling. Next thing you know, you're thinking, my God, I'm still 20 minutes from work and I feel like I'm poking daylight. That, sir, is the essence of brown capper. Well, let me put it to you a little different. Tell you what, one time what happened to me is kind of a variation of that. I was driving to work. It was early morning. When all of a sudden, without any warning, I looked at the floorboard to check my feet. I was raised 2 inches off the bucket seat. Brown cabin. Wheel grabbing. Toe tapping. Yeah, brown cabin. There was so much pressure, I began to squeal. A death grip on the steering wheel. I found myself sweating in a supine stance, cause when I left this morning I wore white pants. Brown cabin. Cheeks chapping. Knee dabbing. Yeah, brown cabin. That's when you start looking ahead, you're thinking, oh God, please, no traffic jam. And if it gets real bad, you suddenly become glad you didn't throw out those styrofoam hamburger holders. I put it in low so I could pass. There was no way in hell I could let off the gas. Up ahead I noticed a traffic jam. This cigar is smoking between my hams. Brown cabin. Almost crapping. Hope nothing happens. Yeah, brown cabin. I finally made it to the parking lot. My body was cold, but my tukas was hot. I tiptoed bow-legged to the front door, and my Bombays let out a giant roar. No more brown cabin. It finally happened. Cheeks flapping. Yeah, brown cabin. Brown cabin. Bombay dabbing. Cheeks flapping. I tell you, it's generally when you get stuck in traffic. I think it's a combination. If my next master's thesis I'm going to do on this, because it very infrequently happens at home, not the same convulsive need. No, I think it's something to do with pressure. I mean, pressure like stress pressure. Pressure from having a big job you're looking at and the rigors of society. And then by virtue of the fact you are in an inaccessible position. The worst incident, I mean, even if you're in on a rural road, worst comes to worst, you fishtail over to the side of the road and you have what we call the Daniel Boone special. You just lurch into the woods and do what you got to do. But the worst is when you're sitting there on an expressway, maybe even an overpass ramp. That's even the worst. So you're literally a prisoner of your automobile. There's a guardrail to one side, a guardrail to the other. There's literally no place to run, nowhere to hide. I mean, you are in that never-never land. Picture, if you will, Joe Sixpack, on the way to work, thinking about his job at the loading dock, when suddenly he starts percolating the butt coffee. There's nowhere to turn. There's nowhere to go. Suddenly, he looks into the back seat, and he remembers that 10-gallon hat he bought at South of the Border in North Carolina. He thinks, oh my God. He looks around at the other drivers, staring blankly ahead. And he realizes the most hideous experience of all. Man, oh man. Maybe something in the Batmobile. Didn't Batman have something like that? Yeah. I tell you, the worst used to be. Oh, man, the worst used to be going to the beach. You know, you're going to the beach, and everybody else is going to the beach. And why are people so mean when you go to the beach? People that run them establishments. Like, if you go to a restaurant, they won't let you use the can unless you've eaten there. And other places you pass. You know, the gas stations that are on the route to the beach, they get really ticked when people come in there and they just use the... And then there's that long stretch. The only place is this guy that sells walnuts. Sells a lot of them because he's got a bathroom. Nobody wants the damn walnuts. They just need the bathroom. So when you go in there, hey, can I use the bathroom? Not without a purchase. All right, give me a pack of walnuts. Sorry, ain't no packs. Only got the large gift bonanza special. Now, depending on your degree of need, do you spend the $12.50 for the walnuts you don't want? You do spend it if you're brown cabin. One time I did. I felt like it was highway robbery, but I remember reading in the paper he had some guy arrested for using his can without buying something. So I bought the $12.50 pack of walnuts. And I went in there. I'm in there for about 10 minutes. I do feel a lot better. Still had beads of sweat on my brow. I kicked the door open. I yelled to him, hey, there's no toilet paper in here. He yelled back, you see that white flat rock lying there right in front of the bathroom? I said, yeah, a white flat rock. Is that'll work? That'll help clean me up? He said, well, not really, but it'll spread it out so it dries faster.
Hey, just chill a minute. Grease is coming right back. It's the all-new Grease Man Show.
If you want to jump in with last-minute wackiness, my number is 1-800-544-9294. Stand by. There's still more of the Grease Man Show.